Hello?
Hi, is this Jill?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jill. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. I am your assigned project manager. How are you doing today?
Yes. Thank you for calling, Lisa. I'm doing great. Let me put on my headset. Hold on.
Okay.
This way I can hear you better and have my hands free to take notes and things like that. So how are
Perfect.
you?
I am doing much better. Actually, I was not feeling well. That's the reason why I couldn't even call you. It was late. But then I
Oh
thought I should give you a
no.
call today. Yeah, you know the viral, it's going on, so just been going through with
I
that.
know.
Yeah.
I totally understand. No worries.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Jill, first of all, I would like to begin telling you the process. So, you know, you and I need to
Okay.
be on the same page. But before I
Yes.
do that, I would like to ask you a couple of questions for my own understanding as well, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Of course.
Okay, so first of all, Jill, I would like to know a bit more about the book. How did you end up writing it? What's the purpose of the book? Go ahead.
You're calling on my Wikipedia or promoting the book?
I'm calling
I
you
guess
on
it's promoting the book. Got it,
yes,
right.
bookmark it.
Just getting myself in this on the same page too. So, why I wrote it? I had been trained in 2007, January 2007, personally by Al Gore. And went to several subsequent trainings, and of course his purpose was to educate as many people as you can about the climate emergency. And we were authorized to teach his An Inconvenient Truth movie. He gave us his slideshow that was in that movie, and we were asked to make presentations. And I did that for several years. Then another idea that came up for me, and I was thinking of the 50th, I think it was the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, was 2019, that by that time I'd gotten to know quite a few other people in Al Gore's nonprofit called the Climate Reality Project. And we had a method, which it's a group full of people from around the world, and we had a method to communicate with each other. And I came up with this idea of doing an anthology on the climate emergency, the climate crisis, and have people who were trained by Al Gore to be contributors themselves, because they all had to be pre-screened to be in his training, so they all had a certain expertise. And I put out in the network saying I wanted to do this book, and I got people responding on topics that they said, you know, that they were interested in, like the climate crisis in the media or climate crisis and the greenhouse effect, that sort of thing. And it just kept growing and growing. And I even got ideas for chapters that I hadn't even thought of. For example, how the climate crisis and the raising of sea of the ocean is affecting native people's lands because they lived along the coast, and there are some archaeological areas that are just going to be underwater, and the
Correct.
complications of that happening. So it just started. I had this idea, and then I put it out to people, and I started building relationships and constructing the idea of the chapters and giving them their assignment based on their. I asked everybody to stay within 5,000 words. Hardly anybody did that. There's so much to say, so much to say. And then I started putting it together structurally, and I wrote the. I contributed to it myself with some chapters, and I wrote the how to read this book, the introduction, you know, the front and back matter, and mm-hmm. all the resources. So mm-hmm. it's probably as came from my direction, you know, as mm-hmm. being an approved person for Al Gore to present his work and to get the word out. It was sort of a natural progression from that, but it took many years for me to get to it and actually do it, because it was a lot of work.
Absolutely. I can imagine. Okay. And then what happened? You took the initiative, and how did the book mm-hmm. for you?
How did the book what? What was the last word there?
How did the book go for you? I mean, how's the book doing currently?
Oh, it doesn't do very well at all. I have no, until I heard from Arlo, I have no expertise in marketing it. Mm-hmm. I think when it first came out, it became an Amazon number one bestseller, so it did pretty well its first few months, but mm-hmm. now there's no sales at all.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. Well, we can fix that, of course. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank
since
you.
You've come to us. All right. And one more thing. Have you anticipated any specific deadline or timeline for the project? Because according to my estimation, I believe this is a 6-month project.
Yes. Yes, I was just going with Arlo's timing.
Okay, perfect. So before I begin to tell you about the process, I also need to tell you that since it's a 6-month project and it's marketing, the first month we'll be working and initiating with having all the tools ready for the marketing. So we won't be counting that month. Overall, the entire project will be for 7 months. So Let's say, for example, in the first month, we are having your social media pages ready. We're working on the social, search engine optimization on your links in terms of having the book promoted, researching your demographics in terms of the target audience, et cetera, doing all that takes time. So the first month is usually allotted in order to have all the tools in, on track, basically,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
from the second month onwards, we put the campaign on. That's when we are doing
mm-hmm.
paid marketing for you. So that way we'll have everything in hand. You know, it won't be a
mm-hmm.
hassle. So we won't
mm-hmm.
be wasting any paid amount that we'll be investing on the marketing while we work on the tool. So that's the reason why we do not put the campaign on from day one. So
mm-hmm. Yep, get prepared. Exactly.
Yes.
I understand.
Exactly. So we have to be ready when we put the campaign on, because when the traffic is being generated, we need to be able to utilize it correctly, right? And place it correctly in terms of the timing. So that's
mm-hmm.
what we'll be focusing on. Now, that brings
mm-hmm.
me to our online portal. You should receive an email from my end. Well, it should be from Creative Design Agency. That's the portal
mm-hmm.
that we'll be using for further communication. So all you got to do...
I see it here.
Yes.
I think I see it.
So you go to Get Started.
Mm-hmm. I did do that to send the documents to Arlo. Get started. Let me find this.
Mm-hmm.
It says teamwork, and then there's an email.
Mm-hmm.
You will receive an invitation to our portal. Oh, maybe this is, I got it. Yeah, I found another email. Got it. So
okay,
I click Get Started.
Mm-hmm. You go to that page,
mm-hmm.
you create your
mm-hmm.
password, you log in with your email address. Once you log
mm-hmm.
in, you go to the messages section. You're going to find an email thread created by me, which says,
mm-hmm.
welcome on board, exclamation, marketing. You got to click
mm-hmm.
on that. And there are two forms that I've sent you, along with my message that explains about the portal and everything. The first thing that I would be needing from you is the specifications. You know, for you to fill out the brief forms and send them back to
mm-hmm.
me by going
send
to the
forms.
Add Reply option.
Add reply.
Yes, right below right below my message, there will be an option for you to add reply. So you
go
to that option, you download the brief forms, you fill them out, and you also attach your manuscript and the book cover. I've mentioned that in my email as well. So I'm going to need four things from you. Two brief forms filled that I've sent you, your manuscript and your book cover. These are the four things that will be required from your end. That is step one. Once you send me all the information, a team of marketing experts will be assigned on your project. They will take 6 to 7 working days in order to run the initial analysis in terms of how the book is doing, getting all the information, checking out all the publishing platforms, and creating a strategy in terms of how we will be initiating. All right? And once that is sorted out, we will begin the marketing phase for you, which is phase one. All right. And phase one, well, let me just give you a rough idea in regards to what we'll be doing in phase one. Phase one contains research on demographics, optimization on platforms where the book is available, as I mentioned to you, the publishing platforms. So we're going to work on that. Post calendar, so I'll be sending you a calendar which will have all the post designs along with captions in terms of what we will be posting on your behalf on the social media pages. So that's the calendar that I'm talking about. And lastly, SEO initialization, search engine optimization again. So I already informed you about that. This is the initiative that we'll be taking in phase one. Or you can say month one. Informally, that would be the initiation phase for us. So from the
next month,
yes.
That makes it 7 months. So this, got it.
Yes. So that is pretty much it, Jill. I don't want to confuse you. We'll take one step at a time. And I just need you to get back to me with all the information, and then we'll take things from there.
Okay, well, I'll try to do my homework as soon as I can.
All right, perfect.
And Lisa, is there
a good book? Because I really want to read that.
Oh, good. Am I to send it, or are you ordering it from Amazon?
You have to send me, a PDF or a Word file. That would be great.
I've got the manuscript in a file. Got it. That's what you mean by that.
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking hard copy because it's so much prettier.
All right, let me go to this. I will for sure, gift it to someone. For that, I will, of course, buy it from your official link. So don't worry about that. You're going to get sales from
me. Okay. Okay. Right. Thank you, Lisa.
No worries.
Take care.
Thank you so much for your time, Jill.
Okay.
I have also shared my cell number with you, just in case if you're not hearing from me on the portal, you can always drop me a message. I'm available 24/7, and if I'm not available, just in case I'm sleeping, I'll wake up and I'll respond back to you.
I sure hope I don't bother you that way.
No,
that's forward to working with you, Lisa. This is very exciting to me.
Absolutely.
It's very exciting.
And we're going to have a lot of fun. So,
good.
Get ready. I'm excited.
Okay. I'm glad you're feeling better, too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You have yourself a good day. I'll be waiting for your response.
Will do. Okay. Great. Bye-bye.